I know when people think of the Marine Corps, I know even for me, I was around it a little bit, but not in the Marines. So was there the encouragement to be creative as well and think of different ways to do it better in your time?
No, not really, man. But like, if you put a bunch of people in one place for long enough, they just come with this melting pot of like experiences and knowledge and skill sets, right?
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great to execute. Roger.
So really excited today to be actually able to talk to LaShawn, a good friend of mine, someone who I've definitely had a lot of conversations with, talked to different things related to being creatives and creative ideas and doing things that, you know, whether it be music or whether it be events and some of the things that we have in common and podcasting and things like that. Someone I've always looked up to. So LaShawn, thank you so much for today taking the time to talk to us about a little bit about your background and what you do and what you did in the military. And so LaShawn Kerb, really excited to talk to you about all things CreatorCon and all things LaShawn Kerb.
Well, James, first off, man, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm just so pumped about everything you guys are doing with CreatorCon. I told you from the last one, like, oh my God, like whatever I can do to like get engaged with it, get supportive and get involved with the community. And ever since that moment, I've been around. So yeah, I'm thankful to be here and just kind of share all the different things, you know, hopefully just kind of give people a window into why they should get engaged with it. Because ultimately, like if you put yourself in the right room with the right people, you can make your ideas come to life like rapidly. And we are both living proof of that. So thank you for having me, man.
And I love the way you put that, because I think we're talking to each other mostly because of that. I think it's, you know, just really an example of what you just said. Tried to remember today, we've known each other quite a while. I didn't know you in the military while I was in, nor when you were in. So we served at different time periods, different branches. But, you know, you saw the vision of what we're wanting to do at Military CreatorCon and what we've done so far and where we're going. So, you know, I love to have the conversation with you today. And I love, you know, our heart is similar for our community. And we talk about wanting to collaborate with each other and build each other up and, you know, do more things together as a community and as a group. So you fit all the blocks, if you will, of what we're trying to do. So thank you for that, LaShawn.
Yeah, thank you, man. I mean, honestly, like when you look at all the different walks that people have when they go into the military, there's a lot you experience, you know, it's very textured. And when you're trying to figure out like the components of what your life looks like and what it means after that, like leaning into anything creative is just like, it's just good for the soul, man. You know, getting around good people. But more than anything, when you're in the military, sometimes you get these like ideas and you get around these people, all these different walks of life, and you don't really know how you're going to make it happen. And so that when you leave, that camaraderie often leaves with you. And that's a big part of why I really love the Military Creator Conference, is because you get around these people, they've been through some of the similar things that you've been through, and also now they're creating these new channels for what their life can become, you know, whether it is, you know, painting and film and photography or owning businesses and all of that kind of stuff, but like mixed with creative, it's just so fun, man. But more than anything, super helpful. So yeah, it's just an honor to be a part of the whole thing.
And I know it sounds like a cliche, but something like we're doing, and this is kind of bringing other people together and creating, if you will, this space and this community hub for bringing like-minded people together in and around the military space to do this. It takes people like you to come on board and help. And again, you know, it's awesome that you're a part, and it really speaks to what we're putting together and experiences. And so collectively, you know, we've come a long way, and I look forward to doing this in the future with you as well. So I wanted to kind of bring that up. So thank you for that again, LaShawn.
Yeah, man, I'm all the way in. I know it doesn't look like it all the time because I'm trying to manage so many plates and stuff. Yeah. But man, it's just like a really cool thing what you guys are doing, and especially like how it looks this year, being down there in Arlington and really, really heavily populated military community, and it's bringing a resource there. It's just so cool. So yeah, the whole thing is just like a natural fit for me in the first place, aside from you guys being incredible humans, you know. Like when I was in the military, like I don't tell people this all the time, but like first year in, I had a buddy that was like collecting records, and we tried to like create like when we weren't doing Marine Corps crap, like do like a music related thing. Like we had like trying to create like a music group. We're like trying to do all this stuff. Nothing really happened with it, but it was like fun to kind of explore. And then when I went to my second duty station, I had a buddy sold me an old film camera, and I started just taking that film camera like around the world with me, like documenting our stories and going on training missions. And it just kind of laid a seed with me, this black and white textured thing. It looked like it was from a different time. And I just couldn't, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with it. But when I left, I actually used a lot of that imagery from that time, and it got picked up from PBS. And so they're running a special on it, like military veterans coming home, and they're running this TV show on it. And it took on a life of its own, and it really wouldn't have happened without other veterans. And this community, this opportunity with Military Creator Conference feels just like that to me. So very natural, very close to home for me to be a part of this.
No, and I love that. And I think the Air Force was also very much... I didn't feel I was really a creative person myself, like, and that's what's been cool through this process as we put the conference together and come up with ideas with other people of what kind of conversations we want to have and what kind of things we want to facilitate. You know, the Air Force was always, how can we, you know, it doesn't matter how long someone had been in or how few days someone had been in, they would always ask for better ways of doing things and better ideas and quote unquote, think out of the box, right? Which gets thrown around a lot. But it was really, you know, you see it from a different perspective, you know, what, how can we do this, you know, and save time and save money and sometimes save lives. So, you know, I think it's cool. So I wonder, how was your experience in the Marines? Were the Marines kind of open? I know when people think of the Marine Corps, I know even for me, I was around it a little bit, but not in the Marines. So was there kind of the encouragement to be creative as well and think of different ways to do it better in your time?
No, not really, man. But like if you put a bunch of people in one place for long enough, they just come with this melting pot of like experiences and knowledge and skill sets, right? And so you'll meet a guy and they're like really good at drawing or something. And you're like, holy crap, like you're super good. You could be an animator. You're so good, right? So no, it wasn't like a creative atmosphere. But I think like once you're under enough stress and pressure and you need to kind of carve away these parts of your life that you can find refuge, those are the spaces usually where creative kind of creeps in, you know? And so that just became my entire lifestyle. And it's really a big part of what I want to share at the Military Creator Conference, right? It's like, how do you take that idea or that inspiration and then turn it into something that you can build a life around? Like, what are the systems that you would need? What's the kind of support that you need? What are the tools? Like, who are the people that you need to be connected to? That's the special thing about the Military Creator Conference. It's like, if you're in that place where you're like, well, I have this idea. Well, then what? How is that idea going to make you money? How is that idea going to keep you afloat, right? Or keep you excited about life and just kind of building on something? That's the core component. So no, in the military, no, it wasn't really about that. For me, it was just about refuge and kind of defining these creative pockets outside of the mess, which became a big thing. You know, when I left, I just kind of leaned into those creative processes, but eventually I became really good at like branding and stuff. And so my images and cinematography and all that got picked up by, you know, larger platforms, BET, Centric, VH1, Red Bull, started getting on editorials and billboards, right? And I had to learn a lot of hard lessons because I'd spent so much time just trying to develop a good enough skill where I could live in those arenas. And then I had to learn out how to monetize it, right? And so once you start putting that together, like, okay, how do I monetize this? How is this going to like breathe life into my future? How can this sustain me? What are the systems? Who do I need to know? What rooms do I need to be in? The Military Creator Conference is the room that you need to be in.
Yeah, I love that you say that. And I think, you know, it's interesting, and maybe every branch is different to some degree. And I love to talk to you and other people and learn from people's experiences in the different branches. But also, during the military time when we're doing the different things that we're doing in deployments or wherever you're at as a group, you did always have the people that were trying to do music together of sorts and comedy, and everybody thinks there's a comedian, right, in the military, for sure.
Definitely.
But, yeah, you know, it's cool, though, so to bring people together and do, as we like to say, do more creative things together as a group. There's people that are at different levels of where they're at, of what they've done and what they're trying to do. So,
yeah, it's I think the military just kind of breeds that, you know, it's just so, it's so complex. People are coming from so many different places, and now they're, you know, in one place and in, or not one place, but at a time, you know, and there's like all these different conditions that create pressure. And you have to find some way to relieve that pressure. Sometimes people do it with fighting or drinking or things like that, right? Which very natural for what you experience. But like, if you can find that creative spark, man, it really gives something to you, because it creates a lane for what your future can be. And when you're in the military, that's kind of hard to figure out. Like, even people that just came in, they're like, okay, they're already planning for when they get out a lot of times. And then for people that are planning to stay in, they often do that because they don't know what their future could be outside of this structure that they're used to now, like with what it looks like to get, you know, have a house that you don't have to pay for out of your pocket, or healthcare or food or any of those kinds of things. I know for me, like when I was going into the military, I didn't have a lot of that figured out. I had left high school, went to my first year of college, was really, really quickly figuring out this is not what I want to do, and I had no plan. So I took my ASVAB originally with the Army, but then after I went to go do all my testing for my ASVAB, they never came to pick me up. They came to pick me up to take me there, and then they never came to pick me up and go home. I was like, okay, I don't like this. That's how I ended up in the Marine Corps. I was like, I want to go where people take this seriously. Not to say that the Army doesn't take being in the military seriously. This is my early experience, right, where I'm making these 17, 18-year-old decisions on. But my point is that, like, you're basing your whole life off of this, and you don't necessarily have a roadmap. I see people right now that get out of the military. They've been there 20-plus years, and they still have to, like, reimagine what it means to be whoever they are. They got to develop a whole new identity. So, and it's complicated. So creative, I do think, helps you through that process.
And I know specifically, you mentioned branding earlier, and comes to mind when you shared what you did at the end of what you just said, is I think no matter how many years someone does in the military space, you know, if you come into basic training, really probably universally of every branch, is they want to take your identity away to some degree, you know, at least professionally. They want everybody to be kind of the same. And as you're getting out of that space, no matter how many years, especially if the more years, so I was in the military for 20 years, and I think it's partially, you know, the concept of self-branding or creating your brand image or your image if you're the face of the brand. I think some of that is not always the easiest path from what you are kind of ingrained in the military to what it is like after. So what I just wondered your general thoughts on some of that, especially with your experience in branding.
Yeah, I agree, you know, because you truthfully probably don't even know who that you are outside of that, you know. I started a few months ago, I started working on refining this process that I'd been working on over years called impact and scale. And essentially what I was attempting to do was create a context around what it means to define what you want your life to be about within the realm of personal brand, right? And the idea is like you take what is truly aligned for you and congruent for you, and you start to define what that is from an internal map, like what you truly want to do, what truly resonates with you, what kind of people you want to work with, what kinds of things that you're not willing to accept, what kind of things are going to put you in a position to elevate your profile or elevate your resources, right? And really just defining what that is, because if you don't do that, essentially, you could fall into the trap of anything that people offer to you is a good thing if it gives you momentum or if it gives you money. And that's not necessarily true. You could easily find a deal that you get, or it looks like a deal. You get some amount of money to do the thing that you think that you love, but now all of a sudden you hate it because who it's connected to, how they think about the world,
what their integrity is like or not, right? Like how honest they are, how enjoyable they are. Those things, you have to define it. And so, yeah, I definitely feel like you have to be intentional about that, or you could find yourself in kind of a world of extra hurt.
And so, I appreciate that you and your wife as well are going to be a part of being at CreatorCon and sharing your experiences. And I think it's not just for, because we talked a little bit about people that are coming out of the military space, but I think it's anyone that wants to do either something that they're just kind of starting out doing, or maybe something they've been doing a while that it might not even be in the same space, but there might be some similarities with someone that you might be in music and they might be in, cooking, for example. And some of these things at CreatorCon, we're bringing these people together to, as we like to say, do more creative things together and collaborate together and learn from each other and being in the right room, as you say. So I really love that you've talked about it already, but I know just from your background, it's people like you that they'll be around, and there's so many people that are involved and that are speaking and that are attending. So it's hard to believe we've done a lot of work to get to where we're at. It's only a few months away, and we're just sort of getting started. We have a very big vision and a long-term plan. So just really excited to be able to hang out and learn. I know for me, I always learn when I hear you. I always even people I've known for a while, I learn, and with so many people this year that'll be involved that I've not heard before. So really excited to listen and to learn from people like you.
Thank you, man. My lady would say I live down the rabbit hole. Like I come out to visit her. You know what I mean? I think one of the big things that I'm very, very excited to share and talk about at the Military Creator Conference is specifically around like IP. Because you can go and create something of value very easily. Maybe not easily, but you could because you got skills, right? But let's say you go and create something of value. Then what? Then what do you do? How do you protect it? How do you, if you're going to share it, how do you not, put yourself out over leverage or out of position? How do you figure out how to build systems around that? How do you grow an audience? If you're going to try to sell it to Netflix, how do you position that? Like, these are real questions. And I had to learn a lot of this the hard way, right? Because what I was saying is, like, when I left the military and I started like working on my skills and it got picked up by these large organizations, really what happened is it got picked up by them and they thought it was great from a skill perspective and talent perspective, but I didn't know anything about the licensing or the business. And that's how I got cooked. I'm like, okay, well, I need to fix that part, right? I think especially with military, we're really trained to earn something via sweat, equity, and blood, and time, and grit, right? But that doesn't necessarily translate to value. And if you can get to the place where you start to understand, like, okay, well, what does the thing that I'm doing mean to the world, and what does that look like? All of a sudden, it makes it quite a bit easier to start figuring out how to financially put yourself in the right position, how to protect whatever your creative ideas are, how to develop the right partners, and get some momentum around that. So that's like the thing that I'm most excited to share at the Military Creator Conference.
Yeah, and we've kind of talked about it, but there's just so much value in putting yourself around people. Even if you have a group of 10 people and they're doing great things collectively, each one of them, 10 people together can just do all elevate each other just off of the fact that they're all, it's the mastermind concept of sorts of just with so many people's backgrounds and so many people at all different spots and places and experience levels. That's what it's about is we want to build that, very conducive space to creative ideas and mindset and look forward to really doing that with the group of people and, not just the military members or veterans, but military spouses and families of military and military community supporters as well.
Well, life is short, man. So as you can get some kind of support to help you kind of close the distance on whatever it would take to make your thing come to life, it's just that much better. And, you know, I don't really think the more the merrier per se, you know, like it matters who those people are and what their skill sets are. You know, if you were to sit down with like a very high ranking general, the level of expertise and experience that that person has in regards to military, you know, structure and information is going to be vast. That one person could probably change your life if you're looking to excel inside of the military. And beyond that, a lot of the things that they understand could apply outside of the military. So you don't, it's not really about the numbers, right? However, if you have a lot of highly skilled, highly trained, highly developed, big-hearted, creative people in one place, you can just go so much farther, so much faster. And so really like reducing the time that it takes for you to figure it out yourself might shave off 5-10 years off of you trying to like navigate through the waters. And I like that. So yeah, getting around the right people with the right skill sets could make a huge difference.
No, I love that. And you kind of talked about heart a few times. And I think that's the fabric of this conference. We're very much heart-led people. Yes, we want to make a living and impact the world, but coming from a place of you know, service, of course, every branch I think kind of has that woven in of, you know, a lot of just by nature of it being military, we've a lot of people have sacrificed a lot to their fellow person. So, you know, I think that's what's awesome is with so many heart-filled people all coming together to bring the creative heart and the creative effort together to, you know, really look forward to what comes out of that, of the ripple effect. So again, look forward to hanging out with you and always like to anyway. So it should be fun, but
for everybody that, to hang.
For everybody that we're going to get to meet and see here in a few months, really looking forward to that.
Well, it's like, if you don't have any heart, man, like what are you doing? It's like empty and meaningless. But I will say that, this is my perspective, that I just find a lot of military people have tons of heart. Like, if you think about it, like, most of these people are the people that were willing to put themselves in harm's way to protect others. You know, maybe they wanted to get something for school, and maybe they wanted a place to live and food and healthcare and stuff like that. But they were willing to legitimately put themselves in harm's way to protect other people. They are some of the people with some of the biggest hearts you'll ever find. And strangely enough, though, they're also simultaneously the people that kind of get left hanging a lot of times after they've done that. You know, they leave and then they're like kind of throwaway trash to the rest of the world. And which is insane to me, you know, to take people with so much heart, so much skill, and think of them in that way, or they only went to the military because they don't have the competency. Some of the most brilliant people I've ever met. Military people, they're very sharp, you know. So my point to this is that heart, I think, plays a big part when it comes to creative, when it comes to being around other people, but more than anything, when it comes to like building something that means something to you and your legacy and your relationships, you know, and your environment. If you're not really all in, you don't really care, it's really hard to muster that, because bringing any idea to life really take something, even if it's just like, oh, it's going to make me all the money in the world. Yeah, maybe, but not really if you don't give a shit about it, right? Like if it's super hard climb, it's still in exchange for every other possibility that you could be doing, and it's super hard. So that heart piece, I think, is like kind of the pin, if you will, that really makes a difference.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, LaShawn. Look forward to seeing you at Military Creator Con. And again, if people are interested, really, you know, can't go wrong being in the right room, as you said, or, you know, putting yourself around the people that are doing it and wanting to do it. So thank you, LaShawn. You're definitely an example of doing those very things. And I'm fortunate to have gotten to have you be a part of this journey with me as well. So thank you, LaShawn.
Well, James, it's an honor. Appreciate you and Mara. And I'm really excited to be involved with everything. And, you know, just really pumped to see it all unfold. I get to hang out and eat a bunch of food, make some new friends, and build with lots of creatives. And that's a perfect environment for me, man. So thank you for having me.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great to execute. Roger, over.